Well, good evening and a very warm welcome to St. James. It's a joy to be together to celebrate this special moment in the life of our good friend Arnold and good lady Shaila, and indeed the entire church family here at St. James. And we pray that to may experience the presence and love of Jesus as we gather to worship this evening. Just want to remind you that we are all invited to join Arnold and Shaila and the family for the refreshments in the church center following this service.
Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also be with you.
Would you please sit down? Brothers and sisters, we have come together to worship Almighty God, who has called us into the fellowship of his universal church through baptism. God has given us the gifts of word and sacrament and entrusted us with the work of mission and service in the communities where we live and work. Over the years, God has been working among his people here and has now brought us to this important moment in our life together. He has also been walking with Anand in his life and ministry, bringing him to this new point along the way. As these two journeys now converge, it is good that those who have worshipped and witnessed with Anand have come to commend him to us. So we welcome Anand, who has been chosen as the new priest of this parish, and we celebrate all that his coming among us will mean. And so I invite Anand and Ian to come, John rather, to come forward and stand before the bishop. Right, Reverend Bishop, I present to you David Anand Raj Sodadasi, who has been chosen to serve as priest in this parish, and I ask you to license him to this parish.
Thank you for your presentation.
Right Reverend Bishop, I, John Waper, Warden, Parish Warden of the Icknieldway Parish, who has shared Arnand's ministry in the new priest's former location, warmly commend him to you and to the people of this parish.
I thank you and all who with prayer have been involved in the appointment of Arnand.
Arnand, do you believe, as far as you know your own heart, that God has called you to serve here?
I do believe that God has called me here.
Will you commit yourself to the mission and ministry of the people in this place to further the kingdom of God?
With the help of God, I will.
Christian ministry is a partnership. Arnand, will you work with your colleagues in this team and deanery to build up the body of Christ?
With the help of God, I will.
Members of the ministry team, will you welcome Arnand to the team and work creatively and faithfully with him, meeting regularly for prayer, study, and fellowship, and doing all in your power to support each other in fulfilling the ministry of Christ?
With the help of God, we will.
People of God, is it your will that Anand should serve with you in this parish?
It is.
Will you support and uphold him in this ministry now and in the years to come?
With the help of God, we will.
Brothers and sisters in Christ, because Anand cannot fulfill this ministry without the help of God, let us pray that he may be a faithful pastor and a true shepherd of God's people. God our Father, Lord of all the world, we thank you that through your Son, you have called us into the fellowship of your universal church. Hear our prayer for your faithful people, that each in their vocation and ministry may be an instrument of your love, and give to your servant Anand, now to be licensed as the priest in charge, the needful gifts of grace through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Scripture portion is taken from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses beginning from 10 to 4th chapter 5. You, however, know all about my teaching, my way of life, my purpose, faith, patience, love, endurance, persecutions, sufferings, what kind of things happened to me in Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra, the persecutions I endured. Yet the Lord rescued me from all of them. In fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted, while evildoers and impostors will go from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned it, and how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All Scriptures is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. In the presence of God and of Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing and his kingdom, I give you this charge. Preach the word, be prepared in season and out of season, correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. For the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather round them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. But you, keep your head in all situations, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, discharge all the duties of your ministry. Here ends the reading.
Words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. The final words of the reading from the second letter to Timothy this evening. Keep your head in all situations. Endure hardship. Do the work of an evangelist. Discharge all the duties of your ministry. Today is a happy day. We are assembled to give thanks to God for calling Anand to this place. It's a time to look back on the life of the parish over the years with thankfulness to God for all that has been, and to look forward to the next chapter of the life of this parish with a new priest in charge. With both past and present in our minds, we stand today at a particular point where we ask for God's blessing, protection, and inspiration as this church community, the wider parish, and the new parish priest begin this next phase of the journey of discipleship. Discipleship is an important word and an even more important subject or discipline, to use a related term. The disciple is one who follows and who learns. And discipleship is something to which we are all called, together and as individuals. Discipleship, on the basis of our baptism, is our primary calling. We are disciples before we are anything else. Remember all the apostles, those first church leaders who changed the world with their preaching of the good news of Christ? Well, they were only apostles, that is, those who were sent, after the resurrection. Before that, they were disciples. They followed Jesus and they learnt from Jesus. So Anand comes among you here in Westgate today as your priest and pastor, with the responsibility of leadership that comes with that. But he comes first as a disciple with you, a fellow pilgrim, if you like, walking on the path of discipleship. It's not always easy walking that path of discipleship. Job adverts for clergy in the Church of England rarely quote 2 Timothy 3 and 4, but these words are true. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths, and there's a need to endure hardship when doing the work of an evangelist and discharging the duties of ministry. And chapter 3, verse 12, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. Great stuff. But being a disciple is not always easy. It's costly. And it can be dispiriting at times. But remember, there are other verses in Scripture. Remember the words of St. Paul in Philippians 4:13. I can do all this through him who gives me strength. And again in 1 Thessalonians 5:24, the one who calls is faithful. And this is good news. We carry on despite the cost, because the good news really is good news. We carry on not for reward, but to make new disciples and to see them grow. The one who calls us is indeed faithful, and through him we gain the strength to bear the difficulties that come. So as disciples, we are on a continual journey of learning, a learning that enables us to minister and to proclaim the good news. Our reading from 2 Timothy teaches us about learning and alludes to where our learning comes from. It comes from the Scriptures, which are useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. In the pages of Scripture, we hear the voice of God and hear the good news of God's love for the world he created. It's important to take Scripture seriously, all of Scripture, not just the bits we like or the bits that back up what we had already thought in our own imperfect thoughts. It's important to understand that God can speak to us afresh in Scripture every day. Even in those passages that are most familiar to us, the Holy Spirit, who inspires our listening and our learning, can bring out messages and meanings that we never had thought before. And as disciples, we live with fellow disciples who can teach and encourage us in our faith. The reading points to those from whom we know what we have become convinced of. And we can all point to people who have helped us in our journey of faith, whose preaching and teaching and whose example of faithfulness to Christ in their lives have inspired us and changed us. But there are other places too where we can learn. There are other people who can teach us. Let none of us be so proud that we think we cannot learn. And let none of us look at another and think that they have nothing to teach us. In the history of the church, there are many who have been false teachers, yes. But there are many more who have been falsely accused by others of being so, and have falsely accused others of being so. I've spent many years involved in the work of ecumenical relations, promoting the unity of the body of Christ, the church, something for which Jesus prayed in John chapter 17. One particular insight that I've learned a great deal from in the last decade or so has been that if we look at the divisions of the church, there are two ways we can go. We can either look at the other from whom we're divided in some way and say that they are simply wrong and we are right. Or we can look at the other and see a brother or sister in Christ from whom we can learn. If we are divided from one another, then we are incomplete in ourselves. If the body of Christ is divided, then the whole body suffers. So as disciples of Christ, let us each and collectively have the humility to see our brother and sister those who we sit next to in the pews, those who we meet on the street, those who come from churches and traditions that are different from our own, and see them as someone from whom we can learn. Anand, today you are welcomed into this parish and community as a teacher, but also as someone who is not so proud as to forget your need to learn. You are being given a great responsibility to pastor and to teach in this parish church, and with the people who gather around you to minister to those to whom you are sent. This involves looking outwards into the world, but it also involves taking care of the inner life of prayer, the sacraments, and the study of the faith. People of God here in Westgate, you are here to learn with Anand and to learn from Anand, but also to teach Anand. As partners in the gospel, you minister all together to bring the good news of Christ in word and action to this parish, and to share with your neighbours in the ministry of the church in Westgate, in Thanet Deanery, and in the Diocese of Canterbury. As a diocese, under Bishop Rose's leadership, we're seeking real change. We wish our own lives to be changed to conform more closely to Christ, and through our changed lives to be agents of change for the better in the lives of other people, the people to whom we are sent. So at this time of change, let us pray that we as disciples might both be changed and be agents of change. So keep the scriptures at the centre of your lives. Read the Bible with the expectation of learning from God and being brought to a deeper encounter with God. Be alive and alert to the world around you. Listen to those who are not yet part of our community of faith. Seek out partners in the churches around and the community to build better lives for our neighbours. Proclaim the good news of the kingdom. Be bold in talking about God and sharing faith. Take a leaf out of Bishop Rose's book and never, ever be afraid of speaking about God's love and goodness in our lives. It's hard, but I try. Welcome the stranger. We are sent to love those around us. Make friends. Be hospitable. Welcome people in. And listen with the ear of your heart to what the Spirit is saying through different means, through the inner voice of prayer and the outer influence of others. And be focused. Focus on what God is calling you to do and to be, being disciples of Christ here in the parish of Westgate St. James and Garlinge. And may God bless you, Anand and Shaila, your family, and may God bless your new family here in the parish, in Thanet Deanery, in the community around us, and in the Diocese of Canterbury. In the name of God. Amen.
Amen.
The Church of England is part of the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, worshipping the one true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It professes the faith uniquely revealed in the Holy Scriptures and set forth in the Catholic creeds, which faith the Church is called upon to proclaim afresh in each generation. Led by the Holy Spirit, it has borne witness to the Christian truth in its historic formularies, the 39 Articles of Religion, the Book of Common Prayer, and the ordering of bishops, priests, and deacons. In the declaration you are about to make, will you affirm your loyalty to this inheritance of faith as your inspiration and guidance under God in bringing the grace and truth of Christ to this generation and making him known to those in your care?
I, David Anand Raj Sodadasi, do so affirm and accordingly declare my belief in the faith which is revealed in the Holy Scriptures and set forth in the Catholic Creed, and to which the historic formularies of the Church of England bear witness. and in public prayer and administration of the sacraments, I will use only the forms of service which are authorized or allowed by canon.
In Christ, David, Anand, Raj, Sodadasi, Clark. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Whereas the benefice of Westgate St. James within the diocese and jurisdiction of the said Archbishop now stands vacant, I do hereby grant you license and authority to serve during the pleasure of the Archbishop or until the admission of an incumbent to the said benefice, whichever period shall be the shorter, as priest in charge of the said benefice, and to perform all ecclesiastical duties belonging to that office. And so I commend you to Almighty God, humbly praying in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that his blessing may rest upon you and your work, in testimony of which I have set my hand and affixed the archiepiscopal seal of the Archbishop of Canterbury this 23rd day of November in the year of our Lord 2022. Anand, receive this charge, which is both mine and yours, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Mr. Archdeacon, I have licensed Anand to ministry in this parish. I ask you to install him in the presence of this congregation and to support him in his ministry.
By virtue of the authority given to me, I place you in the stall of the minister of this parish. The Lord guard and guide you in his service. May God the Holy Trinity make you strong in faith and love, defend you on every side, and guide you in the ways of truth and peace. Amen.
Amen.
People of this parish, I present to you your new priest in charge, and invite you to greet him and his family in the name of Christ. I commend them to your love and prayers. We welcome you. May the Lord bless you and make you a blessing among us.
My brother Anand and sister Shaila, I'd like on behalf of the Thanet Deanery to offer you a warm welcome. We look forward to sharing ministry with you, and I wish you God's blessing as you settle. Welcome. And I'm going to invite a representative from the Living Well, Hilary, to come and welcome our new priest, Hilary.
Thank you very much. And Shaila, it's my absolute privilege to welcome you on behalf of the Living Well, which is the Diocesan Centre for Healing and Wholeness. We're praying for you as you embark on this new ministry and for your flock, and we would love to support you and any of your flock at any time. So please feel very free to make yourselves welcome at home amongst us.
And I would like to invite now the Chair of the Board of Governors from Garden School, Mr. Bill Hubbard, to come and welcome our new priest.
On behalf of the school and the 800 pupils there, we welcome you. We hope we will see you. We know that we will join in with you on many occasions. Welcome, and welcome to Leila as well.
Thank you.
Thank you. And last but not least, I invite now Robin Plant to come and welcome the new priest on behalf of the Free Church.
Anand and Shaila, it is a privilege and a pleasure on behalf of Newington Free Church in Ramsgate to bring you our warmest love and greetings in Jesus Christ. Over the last few months, it's been our pleasure to be developing, building a friendship with folk here at St. James. We very much hope that that will continue. We look forward to working with you. We'll be praying for you, and we'll be praying for God's richest blessing on you, on your ministry, and everyone here at St. James. The Lord bless you.
I've been advised to be very brief, but may I take this as an opportunity to thank all the members present here who have come to support this event, especially friends who have come from far distance, the members of Ikniliwe villages and the clergy members. May I say to the members of Ikniliwe villages, please take our greetings and best wishes, as you have already started the process in searching for a new rector for the parish. We assure our prayers for you. And I also want to thank all the PCC members of St. James who have really worked very hard, spending a lot of time, energy and talent to make this event a blessing to all of us. I thank the members of the clergy who are present here and lay leaders who have helped St. James during the interregnum in leading and preaching. And I thank the bishop and all the leaders, diocesan archdeacons, and all the clergy present here. Much appreciated for your presence and time and your help. May I assure St. James Deanery and the diocese that Shaila and I will do our best in serving the Lord and cooperating with the deanery and the diocese in the task ahead of us as the family of God. Thank you.
So, brothers and sisters, with Anand, I invite you to affirm together your commitment to the task of ministry, witness, and service to which God is calling you all.
As a person who rejoices to bring new Christians to baptism and to share with them the living water, Jesus Christ himself.
Will you share with me in the ministry of making new disciples to which we are called together?
Together, by God's grace, we will share the good news of Christ with the world and make new disciples.
Be among us as a person who studies the scriptures, proclaims the word, and teaches the faith.
Will you share with me the regular study and proclamation of God's word, that together we may bring the light of faith to those in darkness, kindle the fire of love upon earth, and open the door of hope to the world?
Together, by God's grace,
we will go deeper into God's and share the good news of Christ with the world.
Be among us as a person of the Eucharist, presiding among us when we celebrate the Lord's death and resurrection.
Will you share regularly with me in the sacrament of the Lord's Supper, that we may grow in unity and love, and together proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes?
Together, by God's grace, we will seek to transform communities and be the living body of Christ.
Let us pray. Gracious Father, we thank you for you are our sovereign God in control of events in our lives. We thank you for all that you are to us, giving us different roles in the church to do our part for the furtherance of gospel. We thank you for your mercies, grace, and help, and your loving kindness and blessing all of us with your presence this evening. We thank you for your living word reminding us not to drift away from the truth of the gospel, but uphold it and enduring the hardships, doing the work of evangelism, which we are all called for. So, Lord, enable us to be faithful to our calling, upholding the God-breathed scriptures, which will lead us into wisdom and salvation through faith in Jesus. Lord, in your mercy. And so, Lord, we pray for the ministry you have given us to serve you in this region. Bless our deanery and the diocese to work and witness among the communities we live in bringing the gospel to the people around us. Help us not to be ashamed of the gospel, but being confident of our salvation, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ in our region. Help the leaders to enable the churches to grow in faith and in number. We remember particularly the challenges we face in Dover region, where there are vulnerable immigrants who seek help in search of good life. May your justice prevail. Lord, in your mercy. We particularly pray for the parish of Iknilwe villages, that you would provide them a priest who is in your perfect will. Please, Lord, be their guide as they seek your help in finding the right person for the parish. I thank you, Lord, for the privilege of serving them and the love and care they showed in my ministry. I thank you for the members of St. James, especially the PCC members, deanery, and the diocesan leaders for their warmth, love, and unity, and for their passion to serve you. As Shaila and I share ministry with them, could you please prepare us, Lord, to serve humbly in your vineyard? We pray for the members present here and other friends who are traveling back to their places. Be with them in their journey. Lastly, Lord, we live in a broken world where there is hunger and thirst, poverty-stricken individuals and countries, innocent and vulnerable who are caught up in war zones and lives lost. We pray that you would give world leaders wisdom, character, and determination to do justice and restore peace. Humanity suffers in various ways. Even in our own towns, we hear ambulances with sirens passing by. Please help such humanity, and help us not to forget such humanity, but pray and do what you would want us to do. We pray for bereaved families in our midst. Comfort and console them in their grief. As we depart from this place, send us with your mercies and with thankful hearts that we may rest. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And so let us pray with confidence, as our Savior has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
May the boldness of the Spirit transform you. May the gentleness of the Spirit lead you. May the gifts of the Spirit equip you to serve and worship God. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be amongst you and remain with you. And all those whom you love, pray and care for this night and always.
Amen.
Go in peace and joy as the servants of the Lord.
In the name of Christ.